This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Two more days, got to wait for the World Series. Game number one gets going on Friday night. The Toronto Blue Jays and, of course, the LA Dodgers, who have already been waiting for a little bit of time. Joe O, Sammy P, welcome back. You've got Bet Sweats here. And, Sam, you are holding a Toronto ticket. We'll get to Jason Kipnis coming up in just a moment. He'll be joining us from foul territory. And it's the Dodgers minus 220 favorites. How do you feel? Do you think they have a puncher's chance, or how are you feeling going into this with the Blue Jays ticket?
I think they have a chance, but as I said yesterday, they're going to need their big guys to do what they've been doing. I mean, they cannot afford to have a bad series from Vladdy or Springer. The Dodgers are just so deep right now, and as we look at the market, Dodgers minus 230, 240 to win the series, a prohibitive favorite in the 2025 World Series.
No doubt. Jason Kipnis now joins us from Foul Territory at Foul Territory TV over on X, 10 years in the bigs. Jason, what do you think? I think we all pretty much knew. Okay, we're going to be the Dodgers on one side. But he had an exciting game number seven the other day. What do you think about the matchup and how it feels like being a baseball fan slash analyst now? And okay, all right, we're going to preview this one with Toronto.
Kind of similar to the last. Anytime anybody goes up against the Dodgers right now, it's like you're just, hey, I have hope that this team can put up a good fight. Going to root for them because it's just Dodgers are turning into this big powerhouse that you just kind of you tune in to see if they can be beat. And almost like it's like a Jake Paul fight right now. It's like they win at the end anyways, and you're like, I'll just turn in. Yeah, we'll try again next time or something like that, where it's just like it's like, oh, of course they're going to win. But Toronto's got a chance. I heard you guys a little bit right before I hopped on where they've got the pitching, but I'm with you. They can't have an off days because if their offense goes away or Vladdy or Springer, a Dodgers off day is still like 4 to 5 runs. So there is no 1 or 2 runs for like the Blue Jays or something. That's not going to win you the ball games, especially with the staff that the Dodgers have. But it's like, not only do you have the top of their order, like the Shohei, Freddie, and Mookie, but like here comes a random 2-home-run Max Muncy game. Here comes a Will Smith or a Kiki Hernandez playoff god guy. It's just like they just beat you in so many ways. It really is a hard team. It's really a complete team too. But again, anything can happen. The team's hot. They're riding high right now. They've been sitting there for a little bit, the Dodgers. So who knows?
Who would you start game one if you're a Toronto? We're looking at the board right now. It says Snell game one for LA, undecided for Toronto. If you had the ability to name the pitcher, who would you go?
Who are they between right now? Because I know it was Gausman through or Bieber through. Bieber started 7.
Yep.
Who came in for Bieber again? Was it?
So let's see.
I'm trying to think.
Who was that the other night? Yeah.
I'm trying. Yeah, I'd almost have to look it up. You're not going to like the matchup regardless, So you got to kind of go with mm-hmm. what you can, because you are the LA's been rested now, and they're starting with Snell and then Yamamoto, I think, behind him, and Shohei's three or four, which tells you everything you need to know. If Shohei's your three or four pitcher, that just that screams to the matchup. But
yeah,
I don't know. I'd have to look at it. I got to look at how many pitches were thrown and how many days off each pitcher has. But that is a good question.
Yeah. Do you view any aspect with Toronto and say, okay, they have an advantage there? Or is it their strengths are the Dodgers are just such a juggernaut at best, they're maybe even with LA. Is there any aspect of the game where like, you know what, Toronto, they can steal a game or two because of this?
They got nothing to lose. They're not expected to win. Yeah. They can play a little freer. LA is expected to win. They are starting. LA is the pressure of winning right now. Toronto's riding a high of just being there. And it doesn't mean they're happy to be there, that they're going to just be happy after they lose that. Hey, at least we got to the World Series. That's not what I'm saying. But right now, they're just like, hey, we're playing with house money. LA's kind of got a little bit more pressure. So I think that can get you a win or two.
Bo Bichette, what do you expect from him? I know we expect he's going to come back in. He's going to just pick up where he left off. But, I mean, do you expect him to be hitting near the top of the lineup and delivering for Toronto?
It's a tough position. I'm against anyone who's like, oh, we're going to ride with the team we got. You play who you can to win the game. I think if it's all hands on deck and Bo Bichette gives you the best chance, you put back in Bo Bichette. Especially if you weren't getting too much offensive production out of the shortstop or middle infielder or whoever it may be. It could be a nice boost. I think he's more of a game changer than anyone else they have at those positions. So I think if you're already kind of behind the eight ball playing against the Dodgers, you might need that X factor to see like, hey, maybe we strike lightning in a bottle right here with him and maybe he just comes out firing. But again, look at the staff that he's going against too. It's going to be a hard staff to really get back into things and play a big part.
You just look at both lineups, top to bottom, they can mash. And even the area where the Dodgers were struggling at the very top, we saw what happened in the end of the series. We saw what happened in game four in the NLCS. So Sam was mentioning we were talking about the total runs in this game one. That's the only one that's posted so far. And even though we don't know one starter, they still posted 7.5 runs. And I just laughed. I'm like, I know the pitching's great and they're going to go with their best. But 7.5 runs between these two offenses? So my first thought is, boy, yeah, we're probably going to be seeing scoring in this series. But maybe not. What are you thinking? Are you thinking a higher scoring series or just it'll vary?
I think there's going to be some scoring. There is some phenomenal pitching. I think there could be a complete game maybe or something here coming from one of the sides, most likely the Dodgers side, just because they're more ramped up. I like seeing Snell go deeper too now. I think they're letting the leash off of him, which is fun to see, but it's a World Series, man. Anything can happen. You can get to a starter. Let's say the Dodgers get to the Toronto starter early and they put up four or five through the first three innings or something like that. Now you're getting into their middle bullpen and then Dodgers can just tee off and they might cover that number by themselves. That's just a hypothetical, but Toronto's got some hot hitters. I'm not pitching to Vladdy right now. If I was LA, that's one who I would steer clear because he seems to be obviously that huge spark in the middle where he can put a crooked number real fast. So I think there will be some more runs scored this time.
If you're looking down the board, you had already mentioned a couple guys like Muncy and Kike. We've seen some wild World Series MVPs. Joe always brings up Steve Pierce in Boston. Like, of course, Steve Pierce won the World Series MVP. If it's not Otani, if it's not Freddie, those are the heavy hitters, of course. Do you have a longer shot that you like on the Dodgers?
And we're going to say not Mookie either, probably, right?
You can have Mookie. Mookie's like 20-1, 25-1. You can have Mookie.
We were shocked at the odds.
He looks really good. He looks like one of those guys where he's just going to be like 4-for-4 with three runs scored and two RBIs where he just does it all. He might not have the home runs or that everybody else has, the sexy number, but then that's my pick if I can take him. But that just goes to show it. If we just mentioned like 2/3 of their lineup as possible MVPs of the World Series. That's why it is impressive, this team they put together. But another thing that's impressive about LA is these guys play in the postseason. Like they show up. There isn't this like, oh man, I hope they do. These guys turn that on when they get to the brightest light. So it's fun to watch sometimes. Sometimes.
All right, Jace. Yeah, sometimes. Are you? What do you think? You'll be disappointed? Like, let's say it's Dodgers in five, and they kind of handle the series, and there aren't a lot of thrilling moments. Will you be overall disappointed? I feel like all of us, like, we're kind of there right now, huh?
I'll give you a fast answer. Yes. I'm more for the, as part of the players union and all that stuff, you're never going to hear the word salary cap out of my mouth ever. But salary floor, I like the idea of that. I like the idea of just, I wanted to see more competitive, and it's getting there. We have one of the most competitive leagues, but there's just, if something's always winning and one team can afford players that other teams can't and all that stuff, and it just keeps showing up in the bottom line, it's just, you're going to lose some fans. Like we just said, we're already kind of there where we're like, that's why we tune in. We're like, maybe this team will beat this big juggernaut. And it's just like, you get tired of seeing the same thing after a little bit.
Yeah, I'm never going to be against players getting the bag and getting paid. I'm all for that. Yeah. But it makes my stomach turn when the Dodgers sweep the Brewers, and then the next day or two, the story is, here's why Dodgers will sign Kyle Tucker. You're like, give me a break.
Or Yankees. Yeah, why Yankees should choose Kyle Tucker over Bellinger. And you're just like, why? How come no one else has these options, pretty much? There's only like four teams who could have this conversation. So having played in Cleveland for as long, I watched it happen. It motivates you. It pisses you off even more, and it makes you want to take down that little David versus Goliath matchup. And it's sweeter when you do, but it's rarer, and that's the problem I think that we have.
Yeah, and I get it. People bring up Cleveland and the success that they've had, but I think most years there's a ceiling. Or the Rays, look at what they do. Why can't everybody do that? Well, they can't make mistakes. Also. You know, Dodgers, Cubs for a while, Red Sox, Yankees, Mets, they can make mistakes and it won't matter. They'll just throw money at the problem. But those teams have to be perfect. Like, let's put more pressure on these owners a little bit too. All right, Jason, let's get a prediction out of you. Give us the winner. How many games?
I'm going to go Dodgers in six. I think Toronto is going to get a couple games here. I think they're playing good baseball right now. They got a lot of momentum. And don't underestimate that home field advantage there. I think that's one of the best places to play in the playoffs in Toronto. It's one of the loudest stadiums. So I got Dodgers still winning it in six because I think they're just too complete of a team and they have too strong of pitching.
All right, good stuff. Check out Foul Territory every day. Jason Kipnis, an analyst over at Foul Territory, at Foul Territory TV over on social media. Thank you, Jason. Enjoy the World Series, all right?
Thanks, guys. Good seeing you.
Good stuff there. Jason Kipnis giving his perspective, the Dodgers in six. I think most of us would take that. I mean, you know, Toronto certainly had a chance, win a couple of games, and I know you, of course, want a little bit more. They could score, man. They could certainly steal game one. I'll say that. Like, you would think of the games, just that number one, game one is the game, even though we don't know who's pitching right now, that might be the one that the Jays steal. And then you have the shift in the odds. And that would be fascinating. If you're looking to hedge at any point, Sam, if your Jays take one, like, that would be an opportunity for you.
Oh, absolutely. I would love the Jays to win that first game. And look, the market is pretty fair to have the Dodgers $1.45, $1.50. I mean, that's still a favorite price, but it's not a massive favorite price. They could win game one. Why not? And then if that's the case, if the Jays win game one, we're talking about the Dodgers going down to $1.25, maybe $1.30 to win the series. Mm-hmm. And then everybody will jump back in. But that would be a good spot for me to sort of figure out a game plan for this Blue Jays 8-1 ticket. Did you catch some of the tickets for game number one in Toronto?
I heard they were up there. What are they?
Oh, 10,000, 11,000 to sit in the lower bowl in the infield.
Give me a break. Crazy.
Canadian dollars. Come on. Mind you. Canadian dollars.
So what's the
I don't know. The difference. I lose track.
Yes. Have you ever been to Canada?
I was in Montreal this summer. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Never been to Toronto.
GRP should go to video. Go up there and do a video with Feinberg. That's what I'm thinking.
I don't think he has a passport. Do you?
No, I don't think so. No way. There's no way he has a passport. All right, so I've got some bad news for you, because I'm assuming it's something we've talked about and haven't been yet.
I can't take much more bad news right now, Joe. Please be careful.
Not that serious. Best price on bets is now 16.
Oh.
It was 22 really? On Monday when we talked about it, right?
I see 18 right now, BetMGM. We were definitely seeing 25s, though, I thought.
I remember a 22 for sure. Okay. So maybe it's not that bad of news.
No, that's not. No, that's nothing.
I can't 18 take to 1 either.
I mean, Kipnis literally jumped in and said, "What's Mookie?" So.
Well, he assumed he'd have a shorter number. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, right. I mean, to see Ohtani at 165 and then Vladdy, Springer, Freddie is fourth, Teoscar is fifth. Teoscar has shorter odds than Mookie, and you guys have him at 100 to 1. That's bad news because I didn't get any.
Freeman's also 16. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think the voters, when you have so many options on that roster, I don't think they're going to want to go back-to-back for Freddie Freeman, even though he's a very likable guy.
Mookie.
Or as Jay calls him, Mookie.
Mookie.
But yes, that could be the guy. More Bet Sweats coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
That's what you need to do.
Turn it up.
Got a screen. Cake. What do here? BetMGM Network, co-host Sammy T.
Where's the room? What do we have today? What's going on in the world? I heard the NBA started last night, so we've got another night of NBA action. They were throwing out a bunch of futures. What do we have, Paul? What do you want to go over with the room?
Well, it's also led up by backgrounds. Let me know if it's distracting. I guess they're digging up the street. But we have NBA sides, the most bet sides at BetMGM for tonight, including one that we've been on for about a week, thanks to Brian Gerch and his 10 toes, So we'll get to that. Yeah. So the five most bet sides at BetMGM, four favorites and a short dog. Number five, the T-Wolves, -4.5. Who are they playing? Hold on. Let me check.
Portland.
We're very prepared for this segment.
And they are in Portland.
Confirmed. Okay.
Yes. They are. All right. Number four. Sam's backyard team, the Celtics, -3.5.
Back of the yards. What do you think about that one?
Oh, this number went up, yeah?
Yeah, it definitely did. So I saw that Jaylen Brown is questionable, which, I mean, you'd have to know that before making that bet. Jaylen Brown questionable to play with a hamstring. Joel Embiid is available to play tonight. So I'd be careful with Boston. There's a chance they just rule Jaylen Brown out at the wire.
Yeah, wouldn't be me. So one favorite there, another Minnesota and Boston. Those are 5-4. What about three?
So real quick, should we bet? We can come back to it later in the room. Look at Edgecombe props, maybe? Rick Camp's guy? We'll come back to that. Number three, the Knicks are your short dog at +1.5.
They've been bet a ton, too. Cleveland's been bet a ton. Cleveland was a 3-point favorite 2 days ago, and now it's 1.5-2. So I think it's sharp and square on the Knicks, but I don't know. Maybe I'll go to that game tonight. I could. Nah, tickets will be an arm and a leg. Never mind.
Oh. Well, at least go if the Knicks win, go outside the stadium just to see Bing Bong, people.
Yeah, you're nearby.
They'll think they won it all.
I need to see Sam in one of those man on the street videos. I need it so bad.
I'm wearing my Knicks orange today, so maybe I should. I mean, the train gets in at 5, so maybe I should.
Just hang out and drop your bags and go right back to Penn Station.
Did you see the other day that kid that was like 12, 13, he was stopped, a Jets fan?
Yes. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. I'm like, kid, you are in so for a lifetime of pain. This is just the beginning. You should abort right now.
You can still get out. Like,
no, it's my team. No, leave.
You can get out now.
Leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not worth it. Take it from us. All right. Number two, Pistons, -3.5 against the Bulls. This is down to -2.5. Bulls money.
Guys,
line?
We got to put you got to do 10 units, right? Because isn't Gertz on the Bulls tonight too? And it's in the room?
No, he's on the Pistons. Like he thinks the Bulls.
Oh, he's fading it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I thought Gertz said Bulls playoffs.
No, he had Blackhawks playoffs. I thought he had all Bulls on.
You're right. And he said Bulls stink.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's fading the Bulls. He's on Detroit.
Yeah, Bulls money line. Billy Donovan, coach of the year, right?
Okay, so we got to take.
So Bulls money line is +125. Right now they're +2.5 at BetMGM, the Bulls.
Okay.
And the room is on the Pistons.
What's one?
Okay.
Number one most bet. Oh, God.
This is confusing. Sucks. I know.
This is stupid. The Cavs are the most bet side at BetMGM, -1.5. So it's Cavs, and they're on the Cavs. They're on the Knicks. The Cavs and Knicks are playing each other, in case you weren't aware. This is dumb. So, by default, makes the Pistons the most bet side.
Which, we can't do either.
No, we want to bet the Bulls because the room is on the Pistons.
But you got the Gertz factor.
Who's also on the Pistons.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I confused everyone. I thought he was on the Bulls. I did that. It's my bad. I thought he was pro Bulls, but he's anti.
So did I. Yeah. So did I. Yeah. Okay.
So we can fade the room and Gertz by betting the Bulls tonight if we want to.
Which I can't watch.
God, they stink. Yeah, you can't watch it. That's right.
Life is grand.
You go to the game?
No.
Yeah, yeah. Take the family.
No. Not taking the family.
Let's all go. Come on. Joe, me, you, oh, Paul Gerch, let's go.
Team outing?
What are those tickets for? We were talking about what the Jays were going for. What are those? So let's.
I'll look right
if
now.
You were going to the Knicks game, what do you think it would be, Sam?
Oh, a Knicks ticket tonight, fresh off of a postseason run?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess 500 for a nice seat.
Okay. And just to get into the building. Yeah. What do you see?
I'm looking at Bulls tickets right now. I'm that's all I want is Bulls tickets. God. So I'm on StubHub right now. You can get in for $46, section 308.
Way too much.
Way 300 too much. Level. Way too much.
Oh man.
Wow, these ticket prices are insane.
Home opener, they'll probably fill a lot of the building.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I would think so. Yeah. All right. We have player props, right? Like, that seems to be an interesting angle. You got a full card on a Wednesday. People will be jumping in, don't know really anything about these rosters or how they're going to be used, and people are randomly firing player props.
Yeah, go ahead. Funnel me that Cade Cunningham assist over, and I will fade it to the moon.
Yep. Just checking with our guy, John Ewing. I see size. Are they on the same tweet? Yeah, they are. All right. We're good. Okay. Most bet player props at BetMGM, Miles Turner of the Pacers, over 1.5 3-pointers made at -155. Well, don't worry. Okay. We'll have an opportunity to fade a guy and do 3-point ladders elsewhere on the list. So we're good.
Good.
All right. Number four, Bryce Sensabaugh of Utah, over 2.5 rebounds, -110.
Who?
Who is this? A guy. Go ahead. Number three, this might be our guy, Tyus Jones of the Magic, under 1.5 3-pointers made at -145.
Yeah, he's going to make at least two. They're at home. Yeah.
I feel like this guy was on our list last year and might have gone off for like 10 in a similar bet. Derek White, under 4.5 3-pointers made, -160.
So that's all dependent on who plays. Obviously, Tatum is out. And if Brown is out, Derek White's going to get 25 shots.
Right. And they're laying $1.60
not playing. Tatum's probably not going to play all season. So you're going to already by default get more shots. And then if Brown doesn't play, I'm looking right now, according to the Celtics official Twitter, Jaylen Brown is questionable. So if he gets ruled out, this is going to be a Derek White show. What's the bet again?
They went under 4.5 3-pointers at -160.
He's going to take 8 or 9 threes tonight.
Yeah. That's an overplay. I like it. All right, number one.
Number one most bet prop at BetMGM for tonight's NBA action. Porzingis on the Hawks over 17.5 points at -120.
Oh, my God.
If you would have I'll give you $100 to guess what team Kristaps Porzingis is on, I would not have gotten that right. No clue.
No.
Sam, the prices on some of the most bet first field goals are stupid. Embiid's one of the most bet ones, +220.
Ja, 220?
220 for Embiid. Jaws +290 for these first field goals. It doesn't even matter who it is. It's got to be at least 5-1.
Yeah, it should be at least 450, 5-1.
Yeah. Wemby is interesting. Well, I'm not betting this, but whatever. I can't believe people are betting +220 on a first field goal for a game.
Derek White, +675.
I'm not doing this, Paul. Have you ever bet it?
Okay.
First field goal?
I have. I can't think of one oh, yeah, hit this guy once.
Yeah, it's like first touchdowns. Well,
there was that guy at Stadium who used to. It came out that he used to just bet every player, so he would do this video and try and make it viral, and he'd bet all 10 starters, and he'd just go nuts for whoever scored, knowing full well that he couldn't lose because he had the 5 starters on one team and the 5 starters on the other, and then we had some people at Stadium that were like, yeah, he just bets every player. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. No matter what, you're going to win the bet. That's how content works these days, Joe.
I've seen those.
Is it Tim Doyle?
No.
It was not Tim Doyle.
I know. Yeah. I've seen those. Yeah.
Yeah. Like going nuts for a first bucket. But
so he record all 10 so he could send it out ASAP.
No, he would just he'd have all 10 bet, and then you just watch the game, and they'd film him watching the game, and whoever scored, he'd go nuts. But he had all 10 guys.
Yeah. Did he show a slip?
Yeah, he'd make the bet. He'd make like $5 bets on all 10 starters.
Oh, okay. And then no, I was wondering if he actually showed the slip.
Yeah, well, but you wouldn't see the. It's like the Mayweather thing. Mayweather only showed his winners, not all of his losers.
Correct. You know? Correct. So,
yeah.
Wow. Unfortunately, that's not rare in this business. Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, that's always been the thing with the touts that go on. They take both sides. Even on radio interviews, when touts were very popular, they would take one side on one show. On another show, they would take the other side of a big game. And at least half the people are going to be very happy that bought your service.
I mean, it was well documented on that Showtime show with one guy. But yeah.
Oh, Vegas Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Harry, who showed us some bet slips of him betting the Buddy Hield ladders and cashing in, tweeted us this morning or late last night. So he just tweeted us Tyus ladder bets. He's going to go back to it.
Tyus,
if he did the buddy bet, what was the buddy bet, Jake? Like 650 to make 5 threes?
Plus 650 at MGM, yes.
And he hit 5. He took 11, I want to say. He was just gunning. He was good. That one never had a chance under 2.5 threes. He took 11.
Just made sure we still have that number, that price for made threes and Tyus because, that seems like the one. Oh, BetMGM is at minus 175 now on under 1.5.
Yeah, you got to take the over. I mean, you don't have to, but you should.
No. Yeah. That's a good one. BetMGM has the best price out there on the over at plus 130. So that's interesting. Yeah, it's just like these random guys. Sensabaugh, over 2.5 rebounds. That's my favorite prop on night number one, the first big night in the NBA. Let me go on Bryce Sensabaugh. Over 2.5 rebounds. That's my bet. What are you betting? Sensabaugh over rebounds. Come on.
It's so dumb. Only averaged 3 last year. So, 2.5? Oh, wait. 3 is greater than 2.5. What's the juice? Don't care. I'll just bet the over.
Yep. Of course. Were there any campy? Tonight? Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I think you have to. Just pay. It's what we represent. It's Gurch. It's the room. It's you don't want to bet the Bulls because you want them to stink. Is that the thing?
I had a good night last night, and I don't want the Bulls to ruin my Wednesday.
Yeah, you don't have to. You don't have to jump in on NBA Wednesday here. It's fine. I can't even watch the game. I got to listen to Swirsk on the radio. It's my only option. Not that that's a bad thing at all. But there you go. There you go, NBA. Any NBA futures that Rick Camp mentioned that you will be betting? Anybody?
The Reed Shepard 200-1 drop when he's 20-1 was crazy. But the only thing that I took from what he said that I really want to bet is this LaMelo Giannis triple-double parlay tonight.
Yes, that's a good one. Chris Finch, 40-1 for that excellent coach. That's a MVP. Good one to me. Yep. Lightning Bets next. This is BetSwitz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Lightning bets coming your way, coming up in just a few minutes. We'll jump in there, give you our favorite plays of the night. And Sam, I feel like I don't know if I'm out of routine or whatever, but I never know when it's going to pop up. Last night it was chicken dinner night, was it not?
Oh, yeah. Corby was on. We had one of the guys from Forecasters on. Big prediction market mover these days. You know, prediction markets, I've been told, are the future. A lot of love for Polymarket, Kalshi, Forecasters, Novig. That is the way of the world these days, and a lot of people can get down a lot of money on those exchanges. So we talked to one of the guys who founded Forecasters and kind of shed a little bit of light on how he built it and how it's grown. So interesting times in the space for sure.
Have you used any of those prediction markets?
I have not. Nope, I have not.
Yeah. But it sounded like you said it a little bit in jest, but I've been hearing the same thing for years. This is the future. This is the future. But I haven't dove in either. It sounds to me like it is a way for a lot of bettors that do pretty well. Then they get shut down at the legal books in their state, and there aren't as many thriving offshores anymore. And like, this is another way where they can actually still find a way to bet, right?
Right. And a lot of them are still working through the red tape. For example, Forecasters, you cannot bet on their exchange in the USA. Maybe one day you can. But there are more and more popping up. And, you know, we thought forever it'd be sports books and Vegas and all that. And who knows what the landscape looks like 5-10 years from now.
Yeah, exactly. We talked to some people that decided to jump on that when it comes to this maybe Super Bowl pregame, halftime show, whatever, finding ways to get down there. All right, let's hand out our lightning bets for this Wednesday. I'd think for a minute. It's been a whirlwind over the last 24 hours. Lightning bets, where are you going, Sammy?
I'm going to go Dallas tonight, -2.5. It's moved a little bit. And that's okay. The news came out that De'Aaron Fox is not going to play for San Antonio. So it's moved from pick to 2, 2.5. Basically 2.5 everywhere at -110. So I'm going to lay the Mavericks. And then are we show betting the Bulls +3? I'm in if you guys are.
I'm in.
Sure.
Awesome. You don't sound enthused at all. Plus three? Yeah, we'll go plus three. Yeah. Bulls. Can't wait. Can't wait to get hurt on that one.
Bulls!
Do you have the NBA League Pass? You get it yet?
No. No, no, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'll watch the Knicks game in a hotel room tonight and hopefully be asleep by the end of it.
I'm sure you won't have any internet issues on the train ride up.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Showbet is right. I'm in on the Bulls plus three. And of the under made threes, let's go Tyus Jones. The popular one is under 1.5. I get it. I do find it fascinating that of all the games, all the player props available, that one of the more popular ones was a bench player to go under 1.5 made threes. But I think the volume will be there. I think he's going to have a pretty good role as a vet on the Magic. So I'm going to have Tyus Jones over 1.5 made threes. You can get that at some pretty good plus money. Paul Aspen, what are your lightning bets, if any?
All right, Bulls. Excuse me. Bulls plus three.
JLC over here.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Tough.
Whoops.
Thank you for doing that into the mic.
Yeah, well, yeah. Should have hit the red button.
No, you could have turned. You could have just turned and done it that way. But you did it that way.
Well, it's bad timing. All right, so UVA, I had them circled, and then it went through the 10 against North Carolina. But after talking to Nate Collins, we'll do it. I do think they steamroll North Carolina, so UVA minus 10.5. And you know what? Let's back that up with the ACC title bet off of our 3-2-1 conversation, Cavaliers at plus 450. And then, Joe, I'm not going to get there today on the Houston Big 12 bet, but I will bet them plus 7.5 against ASU. I think it's a good spot for them. It's come down a little bit. I think it was 8.5 a day or two ago. Still north of a touchdown, so... Cougars. Jake.
All right, Jakey.
Jakey's a new one, not tried. Love that from you, but we'll take it, I guess.
It's going. We're doing it.
We're doing the ladders. Tyus Jones over 3.5 is 9-1. Like, come on. Yes.
Really?
Yes. Run it back.
Definitely done that. Yeah.
Run it back from Buddy Hield last night over 3.5 into tonight. Let's go. I'm in.
Nice. Good job. Good job. I like it.
Thanks, man.
All right, Jake, I did see something making the rounds that
oh boy.
I want to say Jake might check every box. Okay? So this was making the rounds. The least attractive male hobbies, according to women.
What a start, oh, first of all. what a start this is.
Montoya. I actually think all four of us are going to check many of
them. Oh, no.
But I was thinking Jake might be 5 for 5.
I might check more than Jake. Who are we kidding?
Okay, number five. Least attractive male hobbies. Gambling. Well, that's a start. Number four. Online trolling. Online trolling. There's no Jake, don't even.
When was the last time I was in the streets trolling somebody, Joe? Like
you've never?
Not you've never, but like it's been a while.
Do you have a fake account?
No.
Oh, there was a pause there.
Who has time for that?
A long pause.
Did you see him bite his lip too?
Yeah, like
I don't think so. Maybe.
He's done it. Yeah.
I used to troll hard, but then I just stopped years ago.
Yeah.
I miss it.
Right. If we're talking ever, then like, check the box. But it's been a long time.
Okay. Number three. This one, I definitely thought of Jake here. Magic tricks.
Never speak to me again.
Sam, go ahead. Share the story. Magic tricks.
Well, I... Yeah, there was a magician. You've heard this. I've told the story on this show. There was a magician in Vegas. I was talking to the hottest chick in our room in Vegas, and some magician came up and was like, "You want to see a magic trick?" And I could have snapped his neck on the spot. But
the rest Joe of the night, he talked about snapping his neck.
So mad. He slides up. He's like, "Pick a card. Dude, I'll launch you off the roof right now. Right here."
He was so angry.
I was very mad because then the chick walked away. It was like it was gone because of him.
Yep. All right, we got gambling and online trolling.
Awkward exchange.
Magic tricks. Jake 3 for 3 so far. Number 2, collecting figurines.
No.
Like toy soldiers? Like what?
I've got a couple figurines right here.
Starting lineup. Is it starting lineup back there? Yeah, bobbleheads, do they count? Yeah. No, Jake?
I guess I collect figurines.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, it's clear that no matter what I say, I'm checking all these boxes, I guess. So sure. What the hell?
Number one, playing video games. Does anybody still play video games?
No.
I don't.
I'm occasionally in those streets.
I know.
I stopped at college.
5 for 5 for Jake.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah. I've tried recently, like in the last year or so, like Jack would be like, "Hey, I got this game." No chance. Got my ass kicked in Madden. I don't even know how you play. There are too many options. Mm. Like when we were playing in our prime,
Tecmo,
you only had so many buttons. Now it's stuff on the back and combo with this to do that spin. I'm like, I can't do anything. It's terrible.
Madden used to be relatively easy. Now it's hard.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
Stuff on the back was a video link you sent me yesterday, Joe. I didn't open it yet, but I tried.
Stuff on the back.
I guess this would be a laugh out of Paul. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Yeah.
Can we transition into Noah Eagle and Aliens? Maybe this is.
Oh, yeah. We got it. Okay.
Good. 7 to shoot. Curry, deep one. Bullseye. Steph Curry. Like tendencies showcase in downtown Los Angeles.
Was there like a reference?
Sure. Yeah. Noah wasn't sure if that was going to work.
Didn't sell it.
There was a pause. Didn't sell it's like, do I go for it? I thought about it earlier. I had this all mapped. Do I do? Okay, I'll do it. I don't think. Yeah, that didn't work. God, he sounds like his father.
It does. Yeah. He does.
Didn't like the call.
Also, Sam sold his alien activity. Alien-like tendencies is so much worse.
Play it again.
Okay.
7 to shoot. Curry, deep one. Bullseye. Steph Curry. Alien-like tendencies. Showcase in downtown Los Angeles.
Nah.
Like, was there anything in the video that, like a face Steph made or, like, any, like, is there any sort of reference point or was this just
he made an alien face.
Like, I don't know, like.
He pretended to be beamed up.
I don't know. It's, like, so random. Like, give me something. Maybe there's a guy in the crowd with an alien mask. And it's
a weird call.
Tyrant at, like, 11:55. Why?
Because it's the city of Chicago. Wait, what?
No, because the aliens are coming right now. Right now.
Beam me up.
He did his alien face.
Man. He did an alien face is really funny.
That's right. It's out. All right, I think we'll be back tomorrow. Not quite sure. This is BetSweats, 9 a.m. Eastern time right here. On the BetMGM Network. Got a Thursday, so we'll jump into Thursday Night Football, of course. Get the week started, week number 8 in the National Football League. Talk then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.